Our top story this morning is this. From pregnant women to children to pensioners, thousands of people across Herefordshire and Worcestershire are allowed to claim prescriptions free of charge. However, new figures reveal the number of people that are getting penalised for claiming them has increased five times over an 18-month period. At least one in five patients entitled to free prescriptions in the two counties have wrongfully received something called a penalty charge notice. We've heard quite a lot about this morning. In fact, it happened to one of our own reporters, Kalpana Badu. Here's her story.
So when I was on maternity leave, I received a penalty charge notice and it was charging me £50 for claiming for free prescriptions and saying I wasn't entitled to it. And when you're a new mum, you're a little bit vulnerable. Your emotions are everywhere. And actually, I found the letter quite scary. There didn't seem to be any suggestion that they got it wrong. It didn't seem to make it very clear that I could appeal it. It just suggested that I needed to pay it and to call this number. So I called the number and I did explain that I am on maternity leave and I have got a maternity exemption certificate. And it turned out they'd just got my address wrong on the system because I'd moved house and it hadn't been recorded properly. And they waived the fine. But it did make me wonder whether there'd be a lot of vulnerable people out there who do get these letters, who are entitled to free prescriptions, but out of fear, they just end up paying it because they don't know what to do. And at the point I got the letter, I did question whether I got it wrong, and I very nearly did pay for it. So it just did make me wonder whether more checks need to be done to make sure the letters are going out to the relevant people.
Melfin from Kemsey got in touch this morning. He was sent five warnings.
I've had heart problems since I was born, and I've had a few strokes, and I've been in coronary care quite a few times. Right, I'm on a lot of medication.
Yeah.
So what I used to do was pay free monthly, put my debit card in, everything was fine. And then after that, I decided about a year ago to go on the 12-monthly one where you pay by direct debit. And that's where the problem started. I looked at the letter and thought, no, this is wrong. I've got this prepayment certificate. Yeah. It's all going out of the bank. I left it. Then I had another two. I ended up with five, actually, in the end. All right. And what it is, my name is spelled M-E-L-F-Y-N, Melfin, which is Welsh. Somebody at the NHS thought it was spelled Melvin, and they put M-E-L-V-I-N.
Brendan Brown is from the NHS Business Services Authority. They're the people who actually coordinate all this. They're the ones who send the penalties out. And we spoke to him early on. He told us this.
A lot of patients across England who should have been paying for prescriptions were claiming free prescriptions when they weren't entitled to those.
Which is absolutely fair enough if it is indeed the case someone's claiming it when they shouldn't be, but we're hearing plenty of cases this morning about them being sent to the wrong people.
I mean, clearly there will be times when patients receive a penalty charge notice and they believe they are exempt.
Matt Hartley is from the Money Advice Trust. They run the National Debt Line. Morning, Matt.
Morning.
Have your debt advisors been hearing much about this? Have they had calls to the helpline about prescription charges and penalties?
Yes, we do get calls to National Debt Line around this problem. And it's partly because, as your stories that you've just shared show, often these penalty charge notices come out of the blue and it can tip budgets that are already stretched into financial difficulty.
And do people just pay them without questioning them?
Well, we hear from people who perhaps have questioned them, but our advisers do also hear from people who mention it in the conversation that they have paid in exactly the way that your reporter mentioned. You know, often these are people in vulnerable circumstances. It can be easier to pay, and our concern is what that means for the rest of somebody's budget or for other debts that they have. These fines are up to £100. If you don't pay within 28 days, they can go up further. And so our advice would be to seek free advice from a debt charity like National Debt Line or Citizens Advice, and also to make sure that you contact the NHS Business Services Authority if you do suspect that an error has been made.
So how big an issue would you say this is?
Well, we're not talking, hundreds of calls a month. This isn't something on a national scale that we get a large volume of calls about. But I suppose the concern that we have is that for those people who are affected, they are often among the most vulnerable. And it's the last thing that anybody needs to deal with when they are in that situation to find themselves in further difficulty.
Matt, thank you very much. Matt Hartley there from the Money Advice Trust. They're on the national debt line. Really, this is just a cautionary thing because actually we've heard a couple... another message here from James says, last year I contacted them and explained that there was an error. They were very understanding and they removed the charge straight away without further evidence. Fair and straightforward, in my opinion. So, and we actually... someone else said that earlier on, didn't they? I think it was Melfin said that. So actually, I think the thing from this is... don't just pay it. For heaven's sake, don't just pay it. If you think that there has been an error made, ring...
Actually call them and talk to them about it.
Because they do seem to be quite helpful. And I suppose, you know, credit where it's due if they're going to help out and admit they've made an error. But yeah, that's the danger with all of these things, isn't it? You see an official bit of paper and you go, oh, I've done something, I better pay the fine. Well, if you're entitled to it, make sure you question it. If you've got any experience of this, if it's happened to you, if you've had one of these penalty notices or a fine, then do get in touch and tell us what you did. 0345 300 8181. Text 81333. Start with HW at the beginning of your text message.